Proverbs chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise advice. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto your head and a necklace about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent to them. If they say, "Come with us, let us lay in wait for violence. Let us lurk in ambush for the innocent for no reason at all. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those who go down to the pit. We shall find valuable things. We shall fill our houses with loot. Cast your lot among us. Let us all share equally." My son, do not walk in the way with them. Stop following their path, for their feet run to evil and are hasty to shed blood. Surely it does no good to set a trap in the sight of any bird. And they lay in wait for their own death. They wait in ambush for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which takes away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom cries out loud. She raises her voice in the streets. She cries out in Main Street, in the opening of the gates. In the city she speaks her words, saying, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. You should turn about at my reproof. Look, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and you refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded, but you have completely disregarded all my advice, and would have none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when fear comes upon you, when your fear comes as a desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my advice. They despised all my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own solutions. For the turning away of the simple shall slay the simple, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy fools. But whoever listens to me shall live in safety and shall be safe from the fear of evil.